This recording, El Salvador 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
We'll hear a history for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who has been working daily at an old suit in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy, so started a new job, a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of the porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face, and in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and face jacket. Picking out her kit and head for work. When she get her there, where was a woman with a goosey waiting for her. The woman have Sarah an official letter for the bed. The letter implied the animal could be suffering from a rare for a foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you could only expect to see in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this is made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goosey begin to stroke around the office like a lunatic with May and unsanitary mess. The goose owner Mary Harrison keep calling, come. With Sarah, Brown was an old choice for a nay. Comma was strong and huggy, so it could like some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goosey lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finale, she admiring her offer were no fully and no time. The ghost began so tired, so Sarah was able to hold onto Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had manager to borrow the goods. She wiped her off and washed it close and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the bad diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered the effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of the medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of the penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, vowed it was a fair price for a course. I'm from El Salvador. Salvador is the little country in Central America. And somebody called the Pulgarcito de America. It's little country but rich. And and my food. Yeah, the food is the my favorite play is like pupusas. This is the typical play. Pupusa is like in Mexico they call gorditas. But and we have tamales, and we have a lot of fruit tree, mangoes, peras, manzanas, and I live here in USA almost 25 years old, 25 years, and my accent. Maybe, I don't know, maybe change it, maybe not. But I love it, you know, Central America, and I be friend with I live here, I working here in the complex, Alden Landing, and I have a great customer, and I love it, my job, what I do, and again, I coming from El Salvador. It's little country, but beautiful. And I want to recommend for all of these people, they want to go on vacation. They can go see, you know, the beautiful play we have for swimming. Okay? Thank you and bye-bye.